I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado Springs is looking to gather input from residents about the future of public art displays and the collection that already exists. 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
The city has 95 pieces of public art in its permanent collection. That includes the Julie Penrose Fountain in America the Beautiful Park and the sculpture of General Palmer in the intersection of Platt and Nevada downtown. Matt Mayberry is the cultural services manager for the city. He says the current collection has been acquired almost entirely through donation of the art itself or private funds.
And that's a big part of our study is with all of these art pieces and those that might come in the future, are they sustainable? Can we maintain them long-term and guarantee that they'll be given the care they need?
The study also includes an online survey with questions gauging value and support for funding public art. Public events to gather feedback are planned. Mayberry says lottery funds are used for some of the projects, but the city currently does not have any funding set aside specifically for the arts. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
Matt Mayberry is a member of the 91.5 KRCC Community Advisory Board. City of Colorado Springs has closed Prospect Lake in Memorial Park, effective immediately until further notice. A precautionary water sample taken from the lake this morning by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment tested positive for microcystin toxin, which is produced by a bacteria also known as blue-green algae. While visitors are advised to stay out of the water, they can still enjoy the numerous other amenities provided at Memorial Park. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.